We're talking with Bob Drake, one of our CBB members from the state of Oklahoma. And Bob, you were telling me here over the last day or so, this obviously is your last board meeting as you rotate off. Give me a little bit of feel of how you feel things stand right now after this meeting this year.
Well, I have one more.
Okay.
And I'll go off in February of next year. This has been the easily the best meeting that I've been to in the last six or so, or maybe more. The cooperation, the interest in getting along, the lack of rhetoric, the hall talk, vicious hall talk, has been put aside. The disagreements are still there, but the opportunity to talk about the disagreements and to find a solution that we have not had before for the last several years is also there. I look forward to the next meeting that we have to have the people that are working on some new bylaws come forward. I think we need to change the nominating committee. And by the way, we were one vote short yesterday. We needed 61. We got 60. But I look on that as a blessing, because this will give people time to go back and structure the bylaw change, and they need to do that because, you know, one vote's in a pretty close. And allow the body to vote on these members that's going to be picking all of your nominees.
Now the relationship between NCBA and the Cattlemen's Beef Board was pretty tenuous over the last couple of meetings. Do you feel that some of that's been repaired?
Oh, it's way past tenuous. You're being nice. They couldn't hardly sit in the same room. Yes, I do. I think that the officers of the Beef Board and the officers of NCBA have agreed to disagree on some areas, which is fine, and they've worked to improve all of the areas they agree on, which is the majority of them. I commend them for what they've done, and the cattle industry should commend them. And I hope that some of those that are in the country that find fault with everything that NCBA does, or fault with everything CBB does, will give this an opportunity to work, because the alternative is absolutely not good. It would be the loss of our checkoff that some of us worked so hard on.
I know that NCBA indicated they have hired a compliance officer to try to make sure they don't let any of these snafus pop up again.
That's correct. But you know, each year we've had snafus. We've always had snafus. People that look at the same set of figures in any business can disagree. The normal way of handling that, though, is to cure those snafus, take care of those snafus before you put it out in the press. And I think that'll be done. But I'll tell you the most important presentation that was made in this meeting was Wayne Watkinson, when I asked a question about the concerns with many people on the firewall, the difference between voluntary dues policy and checkoff dues, Federation and CBB. And he said in no uncertain terms that the firewall had not been broken. Now, he couldn't have made it any clearer. And I think that that's another area that needs to be put to rest.
About the work of the Beef Board itself, as far as the true mission, do you feel pretty good considering the fact that we obviously have fewer, a little less power with the checkoff dollar than we had when it started in the late 80s? Do you feel pretty good about, you know, the direction of the programs right now?
Ron, I heard a figure yesterday that the dollar is worth 23 cents as compared to the dollar in 1986, 87, 88 when we passed this. I didn't know it was quite that low, but that was the figure that was given by an economist. So I'll accept it. So the answer is no. We do not have the monies to do the job properly. And there does need to be another dollar that is voted on and approved, but only if we can get our act together and people come together, allowing all factions, including those who pay the bill, Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, and the Dakota, so forth, and those who have the votes and the power and the people. You have to have a combination of the two. And if we can arrive at that, and the USDA secretary will appoint people from all of the factions in the nation, not just picking out those that don't have any experience or those that perhaps are in a minority group, but those that are competent and qualified, which can be the people I'm talking about. I don't really care who they appoint if they have skin in the game, and preferably they've had some experience either on a local board, a state board, a national board, but they've had experience, and I think that's important. It seems we've been trying to get away from that, but we very definitely need to stay with some experience, and only then, the groups will have to come together. And NCBA will have to carry forward the message to get another dollar checkoff, which means everyone has to be in the same boat.